mountains on Otabe. But some of us spent up in the mountains. I mean, all of us spent in the mountains.
Well, now, of course, with your son in Atlanta, I imagine you have much more. I imagine you have much more contact with Atlanta than.
Well, yes. I don't go now, Annie. I should have gone up to the exhibit in which Thomas Cummings' portrait exhibit at the High Museum had an exhibit of 18th century furniture and some portraits. And they borrowed Thomas Cummings, which I gave to Lynn. But I ordinarily, 3 years ago, I've gone up there. It's just too goddamn much trouble to go out there and get on a plane. I was too weary. But Joe travels around. He hits you every once in a while. He had a course at Athens last year. He had 6 months leave of absence, so he taught magazine journalism, University of Georgia, whatever that is. But he come to us, so he sees them. He's got family for them. Yeah, we're pretty close with Joe and Emily. They down here for some reason or other every 3 or 4 weeks. But I'm never going to go to Atlanta again. Never going to go anywhere again. Except next. Last summer, I decided last time I was going to canoe. Too much trouble to walk up to the hotel. And then it was so nice, one of the nicest summers we had. And the people in charge said they'd give us their apartment for in the hotel, so I wouldn't have to walk so far. I said I got a wooden leg. I'm handicapped, but so I'll go to Canoga next summer, I guess. But then I'm right here, settled down, home with my fathers.
Yeah. Well, let me see. Now this house was in your
family. It's comparatively modern as compared to old houses. This is mother's and father's. They moved. Grandfather lived. Well, where my daughter lives now, not same house, same location, right over there. And when father and mother got married in 1889, they built this house, much smaller, modest structure. It was added to on two or three occasions. Then I took it over. I had mother give it to my sister and me, and I bought my sister's share. She lived in New Jersey in 1954. And I made substantial interior remodeling. That used to be a porch, now it's a dining room, that used to be a dining room, now it's our bedroom. Brought the kitchen up to the house. Kitchens used to always be, that's it in the rear. And did a lot of remodeling. Upstairs was just about the same. So this house, this house was added to in 1898-99. And as it was then, it's more or less the same way. I've been too changed. The porch was eliminated. But the main time, this is the house of the born room up there. I hope to die up there. But it's the same house, basically, as it was in 1889. Now, the only house of the family, which is still in existence, built in 1825, Thomas Cummings owned all this land, some 1,200 acres from here on out and down to the lake. And his house was where Nancy's house is. He built three houses. One had been turned around, faces Good Shepherd Church on Walton Way, modified, Victorianized from its 1825 structure. In the middle of the block, though, there's a house which has not been changed since he built it in 1825. That was built for one of Thomas Cummings' children. And the others have been destroyed, though. So it was quite a menage at that time.
Did your family ever have anything downtown? They were always up here on the hill.
Oh, no. They've been living on the hill only since the war between the states. You see, in those days, Thomas Cummings in 1800 got a deed to the property. There was only 10 acres there and these other acres he bought different time. On the place where he now lives, 1800. Looked like he was a squatter anyway. He'd built there from whoever was going to sell it to him. Said, go on, Tom, fix up your house. I'll sell it to you. Anyway, he lived there when? During the summer months. And moved in town. And they continued to move in town until after the war. And after the war, grandfather built his house and continued to live there. After the war, for instance, father remembers when they thought Sherman was going to come to Augusta. There, of course, that was in November, wasn't it? November 7th.